FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. Today I'm delighted to be chatting to Chef Kieran White of Curate at Elliman House. Elliman House in Bantry Bay is the epitome of luxury and elegance, boasting the best of hospitality, art, food and wine. And now they're opening this new restaurant, Curate. Welcome to the show, Kieran.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
We're very excited to hear what is going to be on offer at this exclusive, intimate restaurant.
Yes, super intimate. We use the word hyper-sustainable. We're focusing on South African ingredients, which I know everyone kind of does, but what we're trying to do even more so is, if it's not made in South Africa, we can't use it. So no soy sauce unless we've made it and things like that. And South African dishes. So, for example, we've got a mushroom milk tart. So not just the ingredients, it has to be the dish as well, and something from our background. So we're doing like little savory cook sisters with a smoked salmon trout. We're doing a take on babuerti. We're doing a nice take on a pickled fish, because we're just down the road from the Boer Kaap and it's just been Easter. So we're trying to find inspirations from the chefs in the kitchen as well as my experiences. Yeah.
Wow. Well, Elliman House has always only been open to guests, but now this restaurant will be open to locals as well, to the public?
Yes, we have opened up the house for bookings on Dine Plan at the moment, so we are open to that. But this restaurant will mainly focus on outside guests, yes.
And it'll be dinners Wednesday to Saturday?
To Saturday, dinners only for now, a multi-course experience with obviously great wine pairing, as we do have that amazing cellar on the property where the restaurant actually is based.
And tell me, in your mind, what's your favorite dish on the menu? If you could only choose one, what would that be?
I think it would be that pickled fish dish. It's basically a bright yellowtail that we've marinated in sort of a curry spice that will probably remind you of Raja curry spice, which I think from a home point of view, we all know that flavor.
We know it, yes.
And then bringing in the braai, another South African element, by searing it, almost like tataki style. And then doing a little Malay pickled onion, a Malay aioli, some curry leaves, a very cool slangachi twill, and then some nachis.
Oh, sounds really good.
Nice, fresh. And it reminds you of like that pickled fish, you know, sweet, sour. Yeah.
Fabulous. And this time of the year, autumn, what are the ingredients that really inspire you?
I think we're starting to get that mushroom season coming through. And we actually have a dish on the menu at the moment, which is a Cape mushroom milk tart or milk tat. And we do that with like a little port veil and a Stonehouse Pecorino biscuit. So Stonehouse is a great cheese producer, local cheese producer. So we try and incorporate like all those kind of things into one dish. But the mushrooms, like a mushroom custard with a bit of port, it's kind of really, really smacks.
It's funny, people don't get excited about autumn in terms of ingredients, but I always think when the first Jerusalem artichoke arrives, I think, okay, now it is time to get the winter warmers out. It just is, they're earthy, and I think it's a wonderful time to play with bolder flavors.
Yeah, it also pushes you a bit, because autumn is a bit of almost a dry spell in ingredients, because you're losing all those tomatoes and those fresh things, and you haven't quite picked up into the winter ingredients, so you're kind of getting that cusp.
It's a window.
Yeah, it's a window. So, yeah, you're just starting to get Jerusalem artichokes, which is great. Just reminded me I need to start thinking about that. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Also, like, just for visitors and people in general, the temperature is great. So you can have that, like, nice day out without the wind and without the heat, especially if you want to go out foraging.
Yeah. Oh, foraging, yes. So what do you forage, other than mushrooms, obviously, at this time?
Well, we're quite urban, so we haven't had a forage out yet, and we're quite far away from those areas. But being to Misty Cliffs out past Noorduk for sea urchins and seaweed and June spinach. But we actually have a German guy that actually does a lot of foraging and brings things to us, like the mushrooms, which are starting to come through, and chestnuts.
Chestnuts. What do you do with chestnuts?
We've used them before. I like making a chestnut and pork puree, and that goes nicely with duck or pork. I can even use it in a sort of in a dessert, or you just do roasted and then maybe candied. Always great.
Okay, now I'm officially hungry.
Yeah.
You've described some really amazing dishes. So wonderful for our listeners to know that they can make a reservation on Dine Plan to experience the new restaurant Curate at Elliman House. So thank you, Kieran, for telling us all about it.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
That was Chef Kieran White from Curate at Elliman House. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious. FMR.